It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey, DIY ass kicker. How's the first part of 2017 rolling out for you? Mine has been super busy with coaching, grandbabies, extended family needs, and lovely quality time with my hubby. Unfortunately, it's also been filled with minor illnesses like strep throat, flu, and colds. When I get sick, I always stop and think about what else is going on in my life. Yeah, sometimes we just catch a bug or a virus, but I don't believe that we live in isolation from everything that our bodies need to survive physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Nor do I think that we always pay enough attention to how strong our bodies really must be to fight against all the negative influences to our overall health, especially when illnesses become a chronic part of our lives. When I find myself there, I coach myself. What else is going on for me? What else is zapping my energy? Where am I neglecting myself for other demands? All that can be tough to take a look at sometimes. There is just so much to do, right? We don't want to disappoint anyone, do we? We can't afford to piss off our bosses by taking a sick day. Oh no. Looking at what's happening around us may lead to a clearer view of what we need to shift around for ourselves. And for women, that something is usually about stepping up for ourselves before we step out for others. It's a scary place to confront for sure. Here's one more coaching question. What do my body and soul need to heal? Healing isn't just taking an aspirin and powering on. It's your opportunity to implement the things that you know will give you some relief to what you're feeling physically, emotionally, and even spiritually. Healing is that gentle DIY ass-kicking reminder that our collective energy is something to treat with love and respect. Love is knowing what your body and soul really need, and respect is making it a priority to give and receive it. Healing is the chance to give ourselves permission to rest without letting our inner mean girls go to town with guilt for taking time for us and us alone. Healing is an opportunity to treat our body symptoms in ways that we know will work for us. My go-to is rest, more green eating, the arsenal of vitamin C, zinc, colloidal silver, and oil of oregano, and possibly a Netflix binge. Healing is a time to get clear on where you can get your boundaries back on track. A healthy, this feels good track over an, oh my God, why do I keep saying yes track? And healing is a time to connect with whatever our version of spirit is and using that to strengthen ourselves. Strengthen ourselves in spiritual ways that will then impact our physical health as well. In my life, that's setting my intention for what I want to experience and letting go of the things that are out of my control. Boom, energy that stays with us rather than leaking out. I get that there are times when we need to carefully balance the demands on us, good and not so good, so that we can get to everything we want to do. But this isn't about balance external to you, it's about internal balance. Because first and foremost, your strength comes from within.